First Peter. Chapter 1. Greeting to the elect pilgrims. 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 1 and 2. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the pilgrims of the dispersion in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, in sanctification of the Spirit, for obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace be multiplied. When we study a book of the Bible, we begin by asking basic questions of prolegomena or introduction. Who wrote the book? To whom was it addressed in its original composition? At what time in history was the book written? What were the circumstances or occasions that generated such a book? Asking such questions is customary whether we are studying a gospel, an epistle, or a book of the Old Testament. Knowing who wrote a book, for whom it was written, the time it was written, and the circumstances that provoked it, assist us in understanding the book. The author of 1 Peter. The author is identified immediately as Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, verse 1. The book of 1 Peter claims to be authored by the apostle Peter, one of the two most important apostolic pillars of the early church. The basic distinction made in the early church was between Paul as the apostle to the Gentiles and Peter as the apostle to the circumcised, the Jews. Critics have waged war against this book, as they have virtually all the books of the Bible, and have challenged its Petrine authorship for several reasons. The first reason that Peter's authorship is questioned is that at the end of the epistle, when the final greetings are given, there is a greeting to the people from Silvanus, which indicates his involvement in the production of the letter. As a result, people say that the letter was not written by Peter, but by Silvanus. The second problem we encounter is that the Greek of this particular epistle is highly elegant. We think of Peter as an unschooled fisherman, who, in all likelihood, would not have had the command of the Greek language displayed in this particular epistle. Third, the epistle is addressed to the pilgrims of the dispersion in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, verse 1. Traditionally, pilgrims or sojourners was the term used by the Jews to describe Gentiles. For the most part, the churches established in Asia Minor in the Apostolic Age were established among Gentiles. And since Peter was the apostle to the circumcision, not to the Gentiles, it seems unlikely that this apostle would address his letters to a Gentile community. Additionally, the circumstances that prompted the writing of this letter presumably involved suffering under persecution. We know from history that the persecution by the Roman Empire against Christians did not extend beyond the city of Rome until much later, toward the end of the first century and into the second century, with the persecutions of Diocletian and Domitian. Since the occasion of the letter was to comfort people in persecution, the critics say it could not have been written during the lifetime of Peter because Peter was martyred in Rome in AD 64. Peter and Paul were martyred, according to tradition, during the vicious persecution of Nero. Emperor Nero blamed the Christian community for the fire that wreaked havoc in the city of Rome, and many think the fire was set by Nero himself. Tradition holds that he played his fiddle while the city was burning. His fury against the Christians was, for the most part, confined to the city of Rome and did not reach into the provinces, particularly not as far out as the northern and western regions of Asia Minor. Much of the content of 1 Peter sounds almost identical to the teachings of the Apostle Paul. We know from the book of Acts that Paul and Peter did not always see eye to eye, yet this epistle reads almost like a carbon copy of Paul's letters. That, too, has raised questions about whether this epistle was actually written by Peter or by someone associated with the Apostle Paul. It also reinforces the theory that the letter was actually written by Silvanus. That name, Silvanus, is just a longer version of the name Silas, and the only Silvanus or Silas that we know of in the New Testament is Paul's companion on the missionary journeys.